inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
And welcome back, yakkers. Hope you had a wonderful week.
Hope so, indeed.
Mine got better.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it got warmer. We almost hit zero today.
Yeah, but weren't you like hitting negative 60s with wind chills and whatnot?
Yeah, but that's it's not warm.
That's not warmer.
Okay, the temperature's warmer.
Yeah,
well, the wind didn't come in the way it was supposed to, and we only hit negative 25 on the wind chills.
Oh, that's all darn.
Yeah, yeah, I could go out in my t-shirt and tennis shoes.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right, my tennis shoes and a light jacket.
There. Light jacket at negative 25 wind chill? Not here. No, thank you.
Well, you got to realize our light jackets are winter coats everywhere else.
Oh, okay. That's a good point. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I'm wearing my leather jacket with the sheepskin interior as my light jacket.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Okay, now I see how you're saying. Because that's definitely a winter coat here.
Yeah, my heavy coat is my six-pound Big Red that is full of goose down.
Yeah, for when it's 60 below.
Right. So, but yeah, a much better week winter or weather-wise.
Aren't you in the middle of winter right now?
Yeah, we are.
Well, that seems kind of warm for winter, actually, I would think.
It is. We had a warm front move there.
Ah, well, that's cool. I think we should move on with the show now.
I agree.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, we did not have any Twitterers, and, you know, I'm very disappointed.
That's very sad. Why not, people?
Yeah. Yeah, you should be sharing our show and getting your friends to follow me on Twitter because I'm a laugh riot over there. Occasionally.
Yeah, okay.
All right. I'm just saying.
All right,
laugh
riot.
I do a pretty good job of stuff on Twitter.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't Twitter, so...
Where would they follow us?
At Secular Yakking.
Yay. You got it.
I got it. Finally.
Very cool. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I've got news, too.
Oh, I was just going to say, I don't tweet, so I guess I can't really say anything.
No, because you don't know anything about what I'm tweeting, so there you go.
No, I'm old school. I like, you know, the actual reality of the world.
Twitter is reality.
Yeah, not. It's like being stuck in your phone.
All right, moving on to
news. Fine, we'll move on.
All right. I guess the headline of this one is, Atheists Believe in Supernatural?
Question. Interesting.
Yes. A study says most atheists can't entirely shake their belief in the supernatural. According to recent research, even those who purport not to believe in any organized religion accept at least some supernatural sentiments.
I actually can see that. I mean, if you think of it from a scientific aspect, the whole point of a scientist is you never fully finish asking questions. You will always ask a question. And in my point of view, you know, supernatural, if that's what you want to call it, is just the unknown. Which is just another question.
Yeah, and I think that's where the problem lies with this study. Is that I think that's what they're calling the supernatural, and I don't call that supernatural. Supernatural is things we can't explain by a natural cause, right?
Right.
Just because we don't understand it doesn't mean there's not a natural explanation for it. It just means we don't know it yet.
Right, exactly, and that's kind of how I see it. I don't like the word supernatural, although I love the show, but... I don't call it supernatural because it just, it's like, I guess the same way I feel about the word miracles. I don't believe in miracles either. It's just the unknown, or you just can't explain it at the moment, you know?
Right, right. Well, the study comes from the Understanding Unbelief Project, which is sponsored through the University of Kent in the UK, and it was based on thousands of atheist or agnostic respondents. Unbelief in God doesn't necessarily entail unbelief in other supernatural phenomena, write the report's authors. Atheists and agnostics exhibit lower levels of supernatural belief than do wider population. Will that make sense?
Well, yeah, duh.
However, only minorities of atheists or agnostics in each of our countries appear to be fully naturalist. And those naturalists would be someone who completely disbelieves anything supernatural, kind of like me.
Oh, okay. Well,
right. I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in spirituality. I don't believe in demons or karma or any of that weird supernatural stuff. If it doesn't have a natural explanation, then we just don't know what it is yet.
Right. And I kind of have that same exact thought process as well. But I do go a step farther and say I don't necessarily outrule what the hell happens to us after death. I do believe we basically it's just it. There's nothing. But at the same time, you can never say for sure, only because of a few things that I've seen in my time that make me question it. But for the most part, you know, it's story's over. That's it. You don't even know the story's over. It just is. But at the same time, you know, you wonder sometimes, you know.
Right.
Other than that, I don't believe in karma. I don't believe in any of that crap.
Yeah. So my take is that when we see weird stuff happening that we can't quite explain, like, you know, books falling over or, you know, things that move that shouldn't move, I'm thinking there is some bleed over from a parallel universe.
Now, I could back that up because I did have that exact thing. And ironically, it was a book. And I even tested it because when the book kept falling over and I kept picking it back up, I put it at an angle that there is no way in freaking hell that it could fall over by any other outside source. And yet the damn thing did it again anyways. And, you know, I've seen other things in my time, but I could totally go with that whole possible parallel thing, or just like you said, something unexplainable for us at this time, which would be a natural occurrence. We just don't understand.
Yeah. And that's kind of how I look at this. So I think using the term supernatural is a little misleading on this, but I get what they're coming from.
Right.
So, but they wanted to go a little deeper and they wanted to know exactly what those beliefs were. And then the U.S., a little under 20% of Americans reported believing in supernatural beings. And I'm guessing, based on what I read, this would be ghosts and spirits and deities and things like that, right? Not necessarily deities, but, you know, like Thors, I guess.
Okay.
A supernatural being that defies explanation.
They're not thinking aliens or anything, are they? That's not part of that?
No, I don't think so, no. But 50% of the self-described atheists in China reported believing in an underlying forces of good and evil. So like a karma type force.
Yes.
Or universal retribution.
Yeah, see, I'm not into that whole karma or fate or any of that crap. I don't believe in any of that. The world, the natural order is just chaos. There's no, you know, specific order of how, you know, fate will guide in the direction it's supposed to go kind of crap, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, not only do some unbelievers accept the idea of some supernatural phenomenon and philosophies, but according to the report, none of the nationalities studied by researchers considered overwhelming naturalist, and a category that rejects all supernatural ideas. So they're minorities within a minority, the people who are naturalists.
Right.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Even in American atheists, the most naturalistic group across our surveyed countries, only a third seem to have a wholly naturalistic worldview. And that's just really interesting that two-thirds of atheists believe in supernatural things.
Yeah, I guess those are like your spiritual atheists. I don't know, spiritual agnostics?
Because they even... So I've always had the issue with the difference of atheistic and agnostic because I don't think they're different things. I think they're a variation of the same thing.
Yeah, I agree. They're
descriptors of each other.
Right. They're different levels of acknowledgement, I think.
Yeah. So I think classifying people in those two different classifications is a little different because I think an atheist agnostic is the same as an agnostic atheist. And there's all this weird stuff about it. So,
yeah.
The study seems reasonable, but I think maybe some of the wording should have been different. But that's just from my personal point of view.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I'm not crazy about the word supernatural, but I totally get where they're going, and I completely see that.
Yeah, I think they had to use that word to appeal to the other 60% of the population that does believe in supernatural.
Well, Well, that and, you know, in also for understanding, you know, for understanding purposes.
Right. Yeah. I've actually run into atheists who believe in stuff like Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it happens. They're, atheists are not necessarily always skeptical and super intelligent and know everything.
Well, no, of course not. And I like I've always said, atheist is just a definition that you don't believe in a god. That's it. It doesn't pertain right. to whether they believe in a Yeti or not, you know? It's just they don't believe right. or worship any god. Of course, you got to believe in something to worship it, but they don't believe in a god. That's all that means.
Right. So I just really found this study kind of interesting to read and, you know, thought it'd be a pretty good topic.
No, I think it's very interesting.
All right. With that, I'm moving on to our next not-so-fun topic.
Okay.
Brad Pitt has reportedly threatened to sue the organizers of Straight Pride for using his image without consent.
They seem to do that a lot.
Yeah. The organization, titled Super Happy Fun America, had the Oscar-winning actor and director as a mascot on their website. The caption read, "Congratulations to Mr. Pitt for being the face of this important civil rights movement."
Wow, they had the nerve to say that without even asking him?
Yeah. Well, wow. Here's the problem. This is Straight Pride. That's not really a civil rights movement.
No, that already...
Straight people already have all the rights.
Well, that's what I was going to say. There's already straight privilege already. That's just always been. I don't understand this whole straight pride thing.
Well, let's get a little bit into that.
Okay.
A group of activists in Boston, Massachusetts, which consists of Mark Shahady of right-wing group Resist Marxism and pro-Trump supporters John Hugo and Chris Bartley, have applied for a permit to hold the city's first straight parade or straight pride parade at the end of August.
Yeah, I don't straight see people, that passing.
This is from their website. Straight okay. people are an oppressed majority. Yeah. I don't even know if I need to go forward with that.
Oh my God. Go ahead and finish reading it.
All right. We will fight for the right of straights everywhere to express pride in themselves without fear of judgment and hate.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So these poor straight white men, and I can guarantee you they are almost all straight white men.
More than likely.
Are worried about being an oppressed majority.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Because they can't be hateful bigots.
That's exactly what it boils down to. They can't express their bigotry out loud, in public, in your face. That's what they're whining about.
Right. They have also demanded the same parade route as the Boston Pride Parade and the same accommodations given to the LGBTQ parade. This includes street closures and permission to have parade floats.
What are they going to do? Have a man and woman going doggy style or something?
I don't
understand this. This is so stupid. And I, for the love of God, hope that this does not pass. That they don't get permission to do this. Because this is stupid.
The city has to give them permission.
That's they really?
The thing. They can't discriminate based on viewpoint.
Yeah, I was wondering that.
Otherwise, they could have turned... That was the whole point of being able to have a pride parade. No one can turn you down, so you have your pride parade. Because it's now illegal to do it.
But I don't understand that. I mean, you can't turn down a parade because
of viewpoint?
No. I mean, I get that.
And it's equality, right?
Right. No, I totally get that. But what I don't understand, that's like saying you want to have a pride parade, or not necessarily a pride parade, but you want to have a parade because you're an anti-vaxxer and you're different from all those who are vaccinating, or you breathe oxygen and everybody else breathes helium or something. I mean, it's weird. You know, the norm is to breathe oxygen, so you want a parade to prove that. And not the norm, but, you know, the majority.
The problem is this isn't about white pride.
No.
I mean, it kind of is. But this is more about poking a stick at gay pride.
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly right.
Yeah. I'm just wondering what kind of floats they're going to have, because there's not going to be gay people to help design them.
I also see what kind of, I guess, controversy this is going to bring up, you know, when and if they do this, because that's going to bring a lot of outrage, I think.
Well, where things are getting really weird. This isn't in the show notes, but I just read this earlier. Their grandmaster is Milo Yiannopoulos. And I know you don't know who Milo Yiannopoulos is, but our listeners probably do. Milo Yiannopoulos is a extreme right-wing gay man.
That's kind of exactly where I figured you were going with that. Wait, really?
Yeah, he is gay. He is. It's really weird, his viewpoint. It's almost like the way he looks at it is almost like a black person being for slavery.
Yeah, like that other guy we talked about.
Yeah, which, it's like, okay, seriously?
It makes no sense.
Why are you? Milo Yiannopoulos makes no sense to me whatsoever. And he's pretty much a racist, bigoted, things I can't say on a PG-13 show.
Yes, I am absolutely certain of that. That's just, I don't understand, what is his concept? What is his motivation for doing that?
No clue. It's really, this has been his thing. He's a controversial figure, and he wants to stay controversial. He wants his fame, and this is how he gets it.
Well, yeah, it's like a child doing something bad because they get attention, even if it's negative attention.
Right, and that's what he gets, the negative attention. He thinks he's doing something great, but he's not. He's just being an ass.
And stupid.
Yeah. Anyway, the parade is set for August 31st, and apparently the city has approved it, and it's ridiculous. Really? They can't just let people have their moments.
Yeah, it's definitely a shot at the, I don't even know what to make of this. This is so stupid. I mean, the fact that this is even being entertained. I am so tired of the whiny oppressed and you know, claiming they're oppressed, and yet they're the mass majority of this country, whether they're, you know, Christian or what have you. It's like, whine, woe is me. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Right. Anyway, I'm moving on to something else.
All righty.
A Georgia city councilman defends his mayor's decision to discriminate against a black man by citing his sincerely held Christian beliefs and his opposition to interracial marriage.
Wow.
Yeah. Recently, Mayor Teresa Kennerly of Hodgson, Georgia, confessed to rejecting a candidate for city administrator because he's black. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports Mayor Kennerly told a member of the city council she pulled the resume of Keith Henry from a packet of four finalists because he is black and the city isn't ready for this.
Isn't that unconstitutional?
Yeah, that's discriminatory. So, yeah, she can't do that.
And she seems proud of it that she is doing this.
Yeah.
She's kind of
the fact that Mayor Kennerly, go ahead.
I was just going to say she's kind of on that borderline Potter attitude.
Yeah, she was considered.
But just not enough.
But no, because she's not the subject of this story.
Right.
She did it because she's racist.
Because she's what?
The guy did it because he's a Christian. She did this because she's racist. The other guy did it because he's racist and Christian.
I don't understand why they think that they can get away with doing something like this, let alone in today's society. I mean, come on.
Yep. So, council member Jim Cleveland defended Mayor Kennerly, saying she might have been right to discriminate against a black applicant. I don't know how they would take it if we selected a black administrator. She might have been right, is what he says.
That's insane.
Then he goes on. Yeah. And then he went on to explain how he is a Christian. As a Christian, he has a problem with race mixing. And this is a quote. I'm a Christian, and my Christian beliefs are you don't do interracial marriage. That's the way it was brought up, and that's the way I believe.
Okay, and he's a council member?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Not for long, I don't think.
I would hope not, because he is supposed to be representing everyone, not just Christians and his beliefs. I mean, that's why he's supposed to be in a government position, to represent the people.
Well, he gave the typical racist white guy answer when asked about this. He says, I have black friends. I hired black people. But when it comes to all this stuff you see on TV, when you see blacks and whites together, it makes my blood boil, because that's just not the way Christians is supposed to live.
When the hell did we get back to the 1960s? I mean, 60s. That's absurd.
No, this was decided back in the 50s.
Oh, I was actually ready to say the 50s.
Yeah. I mean, why are we going over this again? Why do we keep going over the same things again and again and again? It makes no sense. We keep going over Roe versus Wade. We keep going over Love versus Virginia.
Yep.
We keep going over these stupid things, which we shouldn't have to go over. We keep repeating, you know, the separation of church and state issues all the time. Like prayer in school. Can we? And there's always some idiot in some backwoods city that says, well, it's fine because we're a Christian city, and so we can do whatever we want as long as it's Christian. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it just seems the last few years we are repeating and repeating history, stuff that we already went through, that we learned from. Why the hell are we going back and repeating it? This is just ridiculous, and it's hard to believe it's 2019, people. I mean, truly, you'd think we would be dealing with something different.
Nope. No, it can't happen because people are dumbasses.
I mean, come up with something original to complain about, really.
Yeah. I mean, I think we already had a show that was about going over the same things again. So we're doing it ourselves. I mean, we can't get away from this. It's getting frustrating.
It really is. It's really irritating, and it is getting old to have to repeat it and talk about it. And, you know, we shouldn't have to. We should be moving forward, not backwards.
Yeah, I agree. And speaking of moving forward, I'm going to move on.
That's a great idea.
I can't believe you fell for the oldest trick in the book! What a goof!
Yep, we're back to doing our monthly. I can't believe you fell for that, where we look at interesting and odd religions.
Yeah, I like this segment. It's kind of cool. And, you know, it's nice that we do it once a month, you know, something to switch it up.
Yep. Well, this month, I found one called Discordianism.
Okay.
Discordianism was founded in late 1950s with the publication of Principia Discordia. It hails Eris, the Greek goddess of discord, as a central mythological figure. Discordians are also known as Erisians. The religion stresses values of randomness, chaos, and disagreement. Among other things, the first rule of Discordian is that there are no rules.
Wow, so it's, I lost the word I was thinking of, and it wasn't chaos.
It's libertarianism.
No. Anarchy. That's what I was thinking.
Anarchy. Yes, it is a religion of anarchy. All right. Many consider Discordianism to be a parody religion. After all, two fellows calling themselves Maliklip the Younger and Omar Khayyam Ravenhurst authored the Principia Discordia after being inspired, so they claim, by hallucinations in a bowling alley. Honestly, I don't see this as any different than seeing a guy raised from the dead after being hung on a cross.
That is true.
What's the difference?
No.
However, Discordians can argue that the act of labeling Discordianism a parody merely reinforces the message of Discordianism.
Wow.
Wrap your head around that one.
That's a lot of syllables there.
Because you're trying to tell them that Discordianism isn't real, you're in fact justifying its realism.
Right.
Because you're just justifying one of its tenets of everything's wrong.
Jesus.
Weird.
Yeah, very weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it says, just because something is untrue and absurd does not make it without meaning. Also, even if a religion is humorous and its scriptures full of ludicrousness, that does not mean its followers are not serious about it. So they're talking about Christianity or Discordianism? Sorry.
Yeah, right.
Just weird. So, Discordians themselves do not agree on the matter. Some embrace it largely as a joke, while others embrace Discordianism as a philosophy. Some literally worship Eris as a goddess, while others consider her merely a symbol of the messages of the religion.
So what I keep picturing in my head while you're saying this is the flying spaghetti monster.
It's very much the same.
That's what I'm getting, you know?
But the FSM is real.
The Pastafarian.
He boiled for your sins.
His appendages will keep you down.
Yes. All right. We're moving on here. The symbol of Discordianism is the sacred chow. Cow, I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Also known as the hodgepodge. It resembles a Taoist yin-yang symbol, which represents the union of polar opposites in to make a whole. A trace of each element exists within the other. Instead of small circles existing within the two curves of yin and yang, there's a pentagon and a golden apple representing order and chaos.
Okay, that's just weird.
The golden apple is inscribed with, the golden apple is inscribed with Greek letters spelling Kalisti, meaning to the most beautiful. This is the apple that started a feud between three goddesses, which was settled by Paris, who was awarded Helen of Troy for his trouble. The Trojan War unfolded from that incident. According to Discordians, Eris tossed the apple into the fray as payback against Zeus for not inviting her to the party.
Again, I'm getting Christianity vibes.
Yeah, it feels very, yeah, very, I don't even know. It's, yeah, very mythological.
This was a religion found in the 50s?
Yeah.
Alrighty then.
Yeah. Religions commonly focus on bringing order to the world. Chaos, by extension, disagreement, and other causes of chaos is generally seen as something dangerous and best avoided. Discordians, however, embrace the value of chaos and dissent. They consider it an integral part of existence and thus not something to be discounted.
So they thrive on anarchy.
Yes. Because Discordianism is a religion of chaos, Discordianism is completely a non-dogmatic religion. Rather, Principia Discordia provides a wide variety of stories. Interpretation and value of these stories are completely up to the Discordian. A Discordian is free to draw from as many other influences desired, as well as follow any other religion in addition to Discordianism. In addition, no Discordian holds authority over another Discordian. Some carry cards announcing their status as Pope, meaning one who has no authority over him. Discordians often hand out such cards freely, as the term is not limited to Discordians.
This whole thing makes no sense whatsoever.
Right.
I mean,
well, I think
it's very Dr. Seuss-ish.
Yeah, it's very weird, weird religion, and you know, it's considered a religion. I mean, it's not a true IRS considered religion, but
no.
People, it has a set of beliefs. And people follow these beliefs, even if they don't follow the beliefs, because they have no set doctrine. Very strange.
But it like makes no sense. It's just believe whatever, or it is whatever, or it's just not whatever. It's just blah. It's whatever you want it to be, is what it sounds like.
Yeah. Well, and isn't that every religion?
Yes, because everyone interprets it. They interpret everything differently. For all religions.
Right. Well, they have some sayings which are interesting.
Okay.
They often use the phrase Hail Eris and All Hail Discordia, particularly in printed or electronic documents. But they have this word for a love for the word Fenord.
Okay.
It often has the meaning of something nonsensical.
It's just weird.
I'm not really sure what it really means. I don't know. What is Amen?
Well, that's
true.
Does
amen have a real meaning?
When I was little, I thought it was a man. I mean, I know it said amen, but it sounds like a man.
Yeah. Well, in the book, or in the trilogy of novels, Illuminatus, which borrow various Discordian ideas, the masses have been conditioned to react to the word Fenord with fear. Thus, the word sometimes is jokingly referred to in conspiracy theories.
Interesting. And very strange.
Yeah, it's a very strange religion, but it is a religion, so I wanted it to bring it up and talk about it. It's almost exactly like FSM, right? But it's not. It has the same markings, so you could consider it a parody, but
yeah.
People honestly follow it, so it ceases to become a parody religion when people honestly follow it.
Yeah, when they're serious about it.
Right.
It's amazing how many weird religions there are, just how many religions there are, period. I mean, you could just say whatever and say, this is my religion, here it is. Because it's what a lot of this is.
Well, that's exactly what they did here. Yeah, that's exactly what they did here. They created a religion out of nothing.
Sweet. So I might want to think about, I might think about coming up with my own.
Well, there you go. And then we'll cover it on the show.
Yeah, okay. I'll get to work on that.
All right. Well, anyway, I think that's all the yakking I got for this week.
I think we've done enough yakking for today.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Next week.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
My input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye.